Hi, it's Chanel, host of Peace Out. I just wanted to thank everyone who has been sending us messages and emails, and to Miss Manning's grade one class, and of course to the grade fives at GW Skeen School, who even decided to create their own mindfulness podcasts as class projects after listening to Peace Out in their class. And they're amazing. I'm slowly reading everyone's emails, letters, and listening to each podcast, and I will reply, I promise. It just might take me a bit of time to get to yours, so I hope you can be patient with me. Thank you so much for taking the time to write in and draw pictures. It means so much to me and to the Bedtime FM team. It is amazing to hear how you are taking the time to pause, breathe, check in with how you're feeling, and just giving yourself time and space to calm and get relaxed. So, let's do that now.
Peace out.
Welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel Tseng, and today we're going to try something different. Usually our stories involve some movement, but this time, all we're going to be working is our imagination. So get comfortable, really comfortable. That could mean lying down, sitting cross-legged, sitting on a chair. While you do that, we have two safe space recordings to listen to today. The first one is from Katie, who is 10 years old and from Virginia in the United States. Here's Katie.
Hi, I'm Katie from Casanova, Virginia, and my safe place is when I'm doing ballet on a stage, and my happy place is when I'm with my family.
Thanks, Katie. I bet you're a talented ballerina. Dancing is such a beautiful way of expressing yourself, which is so important. And now here's Leopold, who is 5 years old.
My current space is when I am out in the garden, and my happy space is with Mum, then Gwendolyn, and my safe space is without having a sleepover at Nana and Gwendolyn's house, and I love staying with my whole family.
Thank you, Leopold. I bet your grandparents love having you over at their house. And I love how both Kitty and Leopold said that their families are their safe and happy places too. I bet Leopold also means his brother, Josiah, who shared where his safe space is on our Show Your Glow episode. Here's one more before we start. Will, who is 6, wrote us a note in his very neat printing. Will listens to Peace Out before he goes to sleep, and he wrote, "Hi, my name is Will, and my safe space is the Dino World, because I like them." Oh, I so want to see Dino World now. Thanks for writing, Will. If you want to share where you feel safe or happy or calm, where your safe space is, just email a recording of yourself to peaceout@bedtime.fm, and you might hear yourself in a future Peace Out episode. Let's start with the calm down countdown. If you want to, close your eyes and breathe in when you hear the number and breathe out in between numbers. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, wherever you are, we're going to check in on ourselves using the 3 B's to guide us: brain, body, and breathing. The first B is the brain. What kind of thoughts are in your head right now? Some people may be feeling anxious or excited. Others might be feeling happy and content. Some may be feeling angry, sad, bored, annoyed. However you're feeling, that's how you're feeling, and it's okay. But for now, just notice that they're there, those feelings, but you don't have to do anything about them. Just notice them. If there are some strong feelings that you have to come back to later, usually the ones like anger, that's fine. You'll get to it. But wouldn't it be easier to deal with those strong feelings when you're calm? So let them go for now and take a deep breath in. 1, 2, 3, and let it out. 3, 2, 1. Another deep breath in. 1, 2, 3, and out. 3, 2, 1. One more time in and out. Good. Now, on to the next B, our body. Go from top to toes, just noticing how your body feels. Start from your head. Now to your ears and face, neck, your shoulders. Are they feeling tight or tense? If they are, you can shift around to get a little more comfy. Now go down and check in with your arms, your back, stomach, your legs. You can shake them around a little. Your feet and toes. Last but not least, the third B, your breathing. Take a moment now to listen and feel how you're breathing. Are you breathing fast? What does your breathing sound like? Can you feel the air flowing through your nostrils as you breathe in and flow back out? Let's take a nice deep breath in here. 1, 2, 3, and then breathe out. 3, 2, 1. Next time, try to make your breath in a little longer and breathe out a little longer than the last. It's like your breath is stretching, letting more clean, fresh air into your body. Here's a fourth B as a B bonus. Belly breathing. Belly breathing, when you breathe in and let your belly expand, is amazing because it lets in more oxygen into your body, which, of course, we need to live, and also increases nutrients to your cells. Belly breathing also relaxes your muscles and relieves tension in your body. So let's try it now. You can put a hand on your belly now if you'd like. Breathe in and let your belly expand like it's a balloon. And now watch it deflate and come down as you breathe out, feeling your belly button pushing in towards your back or your spine. Breathe in, belly expanding, and breathe out, belly deflating. One more time. Breathe in, belly growing, and out, belly deflating. Very nice. So, next time you need a break, just remember that you can use the three B's to help calm down and relax: brain, body, and breathing. Or just put on this episode again. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is narrated by Chanel Tsang, that's me, and is produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. Thanks for listening.